Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. And I'm your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the wee hours of the a.m. Sitting about 1:18 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for tuning in with us tonight. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We got the Lightning link, subscribe by email link, all the shows ever put out by this organization right there at AnomicAge.com. This is going to be under the videos. It's going to be an information breakdown segment. So please check that out. We got a wealth of full episodes with guests available at AnomicAge.com. Also, subscribe by email link, free iPhone app, free Android app, and the newsletter, which I need to get on the stick and put another one out, by the way. Definitely need to do that sooner than later. We spoke with, good grief, I'm blanking on it. He's right there on the screen. Unity News Network, David Clues. Sorry, David. I was having a moment there. We spoke with David Clues earlier this week. Please check out that episode if you've not already done so. UnityNewsNetwork.co.uk. Great organization, great guy. But that's not what we came here for this evening, is it? Came here to talk about terminal disconnect, which is exactly where we are as a society. We're definitely in a state of terminal disconnect, people. And I don't know if there's a way back. That's why I titled this episode Terminal, because I don't know. It's sort of that double entendre as the terminal being disconnected, a la those traditional phone terminals, but as well as just the terminal disconnect within our society at large, our culture, the West. We're in terminal disconnect. And I know somebody out there is going to say, oh, but no, John, it can't be, because we can talk to anyone anywhere in the world right about now on your favorite not-so-smartphone. And, of course, everybody's got their social media apps, so you can talk to somebody in any isolated pocket of the world right now. But as a study revealed a few years back, you know, we suffer as a society from being the most connected, but in contrast, the least connected. Talked about this many times on this show, just sort of that lack of social capital, that lack of having real friends in a real three-dimensional space that you can actually interact with, call upon, and just do that replication of culture. Do that bouncing ideas off of each other. Do that human thing. And we're really reaching a critical mass with the disconnect. And it's by design, obviously. I mean, everything in our society, I would punctuate as being by design. From the litany of disasters on almost a minute-by-minute basis, food shortages, health crisis, COVID crisis. Everything's a crisis, you know. All this stuff. Air, food, and water, it's all polluted. It's all going to kill you. And it's all by design. But this disconnect, I think, has so many tendrils and connection points to it that we got to take a look at it. And I was going to play a little segment of this video, but I just didn't feel like re-pulling it up and editing or whatever it would take to get it into the show. And we can all sort of look back at various incarnations of what I'm going to discuss. But a couple of days ago, it struck me because I was looking through, I believe, one of the social media pages, and it came upon just a video clip. It said something to the effect of B-roll from, I believe it was the late 80s, like 88, 80-something, 87. Not early 80s, it was kind of late 80s. But it was B-roll that someone had taken, some sort of news broadcast, I believe. But it was from a Kmart in the late 80s. So I bought into it and clicked on it to see what this is all about. You know, I'm a sucker for nostalgia. I'm a sucker for all things 80s and 70s. And I wasn't really prepared for the reaction it would hit me off with. I thought it was just going to be sort of a subtle look down memory lane at a better time. But it really kind of hit me at the cultural level. Just the differentiation between our present society and the society we're in then. I didn't even watch the whole thing, full disclosure. I just watched a few moments of it. But it was anybody from that era thinking back and remembering what it used to be like. That's what it was like. It was just sort of a glimpse into the past. Just sort of a few moments in a time capsule cracked open for your viewing pleasure. But it really struck me how different our society is. Just in that short, barely over 30 years window there. Because all the people were dressed pretty well. And you weren't seeing this sort of image of just morbid obesity everywhere. People were dressed pretty well. Nobody was fat. It showed employees at Kmart all had their sort of vest on, having the Kmart logo in their name. Just things that you would expect to see that's just no longer commonplace in our society. Showed a gentleman buying a television. The guy with his little vest on was looked to be very cordial with the guy, answering questions, helping him out, that sort of thing. Showed people in line. They were talking to the checkout person. They were talking to each other. People seemed to just be connected. And it looked to be, I didn't watch again the entirety of it, but it was primarily a lot of black people in the store, but also white people in there too. And everybody was getting along. Everybody was interacting. They were talking to each other. They were helping each other. And those are sort of hallmarks of the America of yesteryear. And the store also, I got to speak to that too, because it showed the shot sort of began in the parking lot and then entered into the store and then sort of panned into different departments and everything like that. But I got to mention this too, because the parking lot looked clean. People's cars looked, again, kind of well kept. Showed a big view of the store and the various aisles. Everything, again, in order. The checkout lanes were clean. The people, clean. Again, the store itself looked in order. Nothing was just sort of thrown everywhere. There wasn't trash and just filth all in the parking lot. There wasn't this litany of homeless people outside just panhandling. None of this was in that short video. And again, this was just B-roll. This wasn't meant to be the lead story. This was just images. Images and audio from, again, a bygone era. And I couldn't help but compare that to our current society. And again, let me underscore this, people. We're talking about Kmart here. We're talking about Kmart. Not to get Allen Iverson on you, but we're talking about Kmart, folks. You feel me? We're not talking about an upscale, high-end Beverly Hills boutique. This isn't the JCPenney or the Belkberry at the mall. We're talking about Kmart. Kmart in the late 80s. So if juxtapose that and then fill in the blanks of what you may have seen at more upscale, other side of the tracks establishments. And then I want you to juxtapose that to our current society. And one of the comments by one of the people there said that the most telling thing in the video was that nobody was stuck to their device. I'd say that's a pretty big part of it for sure. So juxtaposing that to our current reality, go out and about, do your own little ethnographic sociological research, and tell me what you see. Because I'll tell you what you're going to see. And Kmart's long gone, so you can't even plug that in to the equation. Go to the other big box store that took its place. That other big box store that relegated, subjugated, and euthanized Main Street. Because you don't have to wait for me. I'll tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see a parking lot littered with filth everywhere. You're going to see the cars vastly looking like filth. You're going to enter into the establishment, and you're going to immediately be met with people that look like filth. I'm sure before you get into the door, you're going to be inundated with panhandlers, bums, and all kinds of other sorts. Get inside. Everybody's going to look morbidly obese. There's going to be a vast array of freaks and weirdos. There's going to be people wearing everything from Daisy Dukes when they're looking anything but like Daisy Duke. They're going to be wearing pajamas. They're going to be wearing cut up, fouled up, and messed up clothing. People are going to be rude. People are going to be curt. People are going to be discourteous, to say the least, in the store. Everyone's going to be glued to their not-so-smart device. The store in and of itself is going to be in complete disarray. Well, that's a reflection of the society, which is completely in a state of disarray. And that's just sort of my highlight reel for what you're going to see. So going back to the premise of this episode, terminal disconnect. We have become a society that is in a state of terminal disconnect. Because in case you missed it, the people in that old bygone era video were talking to each other, interacting, helping each other. They were courteous with each other. They weren't on their phone, not talking to the checkout person, dehumanizing them. They weren't doing that. They were actually communicating. They were building relationships and bonds with the people. Because believe it or not, folks, that's something that is integral, is relationship building. I used to kind of think that was a bunch of hooey and a lot of fluff. But I got to go back to that. It is important. And in the West, I think that's often used as an item to marginalize capitalism because people have this disenfranchised notion of the producer, the seller, and the customer. We have definitely disenfranchised the producer. Nobody knows who's producing anything anymore. Some person in Pakistan, India, or Asia somewhere is producing your goods. So it is a terminal disconnect because there is no connection with the producer, the seller, and the consumer. So there's that. But I think more to the point, there's no connection, there's no relationship building in the stores anymore at all. I mean, call me old-fashioned. Excuse me. I know I'm from the South, and I know that things are quite different here. But when I was a kid, I didn't realize it, but it was all about relationship building when you went to the store. Go to that same store, you might encounter that same checkout girl. You'll have conversation with her. Go to the gas station. You got a conversation with the guy that works there. used to have actual pumps, gas pumps that were service. Somebody would come out and put gas in your car. Had a relationship, was built with that person. You saw this person over and over again. Communicated with that person. Same thing, no matter what element of the society you want to plug in there. If you're a lady going to a nail salon, if you're a housewife doing what have you, if you're a business executive doing what have you, you know, all these different jobs had different people that they built relationships with, encountered on a daily basis. So that's vastly gone by the wayside in our current society. There is a terminal disconnect. So what's that doing? Well, it's doing everything I've said in previous episodes, and I mentioned at the beginning of this one. It's causing a disconnect between the people. It's breaking down the social capital. Those relationships that you build are key. Those are helping hands up and or down the ladder that you might need. These are people. I don't think I have to say this, but people are important in a society. So what we're seeing now with this notion of terminal disconnect, what we're seeing now with this terminal disconnect is through the planning of the technocrats, through the global pedophiles, what they're doing is they're increasing and increasing that terminal disconnect until you are on that proverbial desert island alone. This was obviously the plan of PSYOP 19. Event 201, Operation Lockstep. It was all planned to give us PSYOP 19. That terminal disconnect was put in place. You got to stay in your house. You can't talk to anybody. You got to mask up. So you break, again, that bond of the face and that facial recognition that all humans have. You break those bonds. Can't go to church. Can't go to synagogue. Can't go anywhere. Stay in, isolate, duck and cover. So all that was, again, part of this terminal disconnect. And what are we seeing more and more of now? Well, you got self-checkout lines everywhere now. Again, the terminal disconnect. There is no checkout person to identify or connect to. It's going to be gone. Already seeing this with other elements of the service industry. They're having fully automated fast food restaurants already out. Again, the terminal disconnect. Now you no longer have any sort of relationship, bond, or building place with the people that work there in the storefront side of things, so to speak, in the checkout end. But you also are going to eliminate that with the back. People that are cooking, people that are cleaning, people that are helping out with the whole process that is the production in this culture. So it's twofold. You're eliminating that bonding process between the outside, the producer and the consumer, but you're also eliminating the work culture. Very real thing. The work culture. Yeah, that's people you interact with at work. Your co-workers. That's gone too. Terminal disconnect. Throw out some old phrases from the past. What if they threw a war and nobody showed up? Well, that'd be nice, but how's that going to work out with terminal disconnect? Same thing with that social capital that I was saying before. Those are your friend networks. Those are your peers. That old, unfortunately, super sad poem from the Nazi era. First they came from this person, first they came from that person, then they came for you, and you're dead too, basically. That's a huge paraphrase. But how's that going to work with this terminal disconnect? No one's going to know when they came for who. No one's going to know who's being taken out. Terminal disconnect. How they burned in the camps. Another unfortunate bit of literature that I mentioned several times on this show. Another book, A Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. But the Gulag Archipelago is probably his most well-known work. Solzhenitsyn, that's it, that is, if you're missing my mention here. But in the Gulag Archipelago, that famous quote says, well, you know, if only we'd have stood up when they came for this person, when they came for that person, and so forth. How's that going to work with terminal disconnect? People are being terminally disconnected from each other. So that whole notion of an alarm system, a community watch, that's going to be gone also. So there's going to be no one to watch each other's backs if we're in this state of terminal disconnect. And I love this because I know everybody's going to say, oh, but we've got social media and we can just text and chat and everything else each other all over these social media devices. People, if you believe that, you are missing the forest for the trees. Because Obama signed the internet kill switch in almost 20 years ago. Well, not quite 20. I mean, what are we looking at? Obama era? It's a good 15 at least. So, not quite 15. Am I losing my mind? When was Obama in office? That scumbag piece of garbage, Barry Sotaro. It seems a lot longer than it was. I'm mistaken. It was not anywhere near 20 or 15, but it seems like it, for heaven's sakes. Because we had the Trump administration for 4, and then we had back-to-back Barry Sotaro administrations. And now we're 2 years into this Boo Biden administration. It doesn't really matter. My point is here, folks, the internet kill switch was already in place. It was made public during the Barry Sotaro regime at least 8 years ago. Conservatively, I think, right? My point is, it's been around for much longer than that. So if you think you're somehow just going to still communicate when the proverbial stuff hits the fan and starts bending up the blades, you still think you're going to be able to message your friend in Nebraska, and you think you're going to be able to send tweets to your buddy in Georgia, you are a fool. It's all coming down. 2 minutes to midnight is more like a few seconds to midnight at this point in the game. So the terminal disconnect is a real problem because people are no longer connected to the people that can actually help them. That would be the people around them in their immediate vicinity. I'm in the same boat as everyone else. I mean, I have no close peer network where I'm at. Oh, I got plenty of friends in states, 8 states away, sure. That ain't going to mean a hill of beans to me when they shut stuff down. When the internet goes out, when the power goes out, when we're all stuck here and everybody's shaking and twitching and going through their little withdrawal from their social media mess. And then you're going to have the other half of the populace shaking and twitching because they're missing their booze and their weed and their prescription meds. So it's going to be a real stinking mess, folks, because half the population so addicted to this stuff and so addicted to their not-so-smart devices, everybody's going to be shaking and twitching in withdrawal. And on top of that, you're going to have to worry about the UN or whatever new former faction has taken over the country, kicking in your door and dragging you off to a camp, if not killing you in the front yard. And let's not forget about our ever-so-fun friends and neighbors. It might also get a little hungry and kind of go house to house for some snacks. There's that, too. So the terminal disconnect is real. And the terminal disconnect, that terminal side of things, is going to make a whole lot more sense when the stuff starts to go down. When those first dominoes start to kick off, bank holiday, power gets shut down, internet goes out. Those three things kick off, folks. We're going to see a world like none of us, at least not here domestically, have ever seen in our lifetime. Just those three things, folks. Just those three things. So the terminal disconnect is disconnecting us from our peers, from ourselves. Believe it or not, there is really something to actually having a physical human conversation and interaction with others. I think it's hardwired into our DNA. We need that contact with others. Even me. I mean, I'm a super isolationist. Not because I'm uncomfortable or fear others. I just don't like the vast majority of our population. So I self-isolate for their protection and mine. But even I've come to realize, yes, I do need human contact also. It's true. Hate to admit it, it's true. Just like I think there's something, and many studies have revealed this, just the tactile human touch. Touching and hugging and shaking hands with, patting on the back, these just very simplistic human attributes. The touch is a very important thing. It changes the mental framework of people. It changes our hormones. It changes everything. It's like those experiments people have done with water. Positively and negatively speaking to just things like water changes it all. And there's something very real and important just to having actual books. Books are important too, folks. All these devices and e-readers and everything else, that's cute. But you're going to need the actual paper book. It's great that you've got all these recipes on your phone. And oh my goodness, I've got this whole survival plan and mechanism laid out on my device. That's going to be very cute until there is no more. So I think we've got to go back to basics. We've got to go back to hard copied books. We've got to go back to talking in real three-dimensional form with each other. We cannot fear the human contact, people. That is all part of the PSYOP and all part of the plan. It is all part of the terminal disconnect that they have gotten us all to buy into. That's another element of PSYOP 19. It taught us to fear each other. Don't get too close. Don't touch. Don't shake hands. You better get your bubble suit on if you're going to even get near other people. That was another element of the PSYOP in addition to staying away from everyone. It was breaking connections. Terminal disconnect, anyone? You can't do everything, but you can do something. Please try to get out there, do your part, and make a difference. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.